Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Fun for the family. Animated misadventure. Extinct. Showing exclusively on Sky Cinema.
Today FM.
Of course, this weekend was the All-Ireland final, which means this morning can mean really only one thing, really. One thing. One man. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Miss Allison.
And you know what, actually, Morgan, lots of Mayo people were on last week and disappointed that you weren't here to talk about the match, the winning match. So where were you?
Ma'am, the truth of the matter was, Warden sent me to the hole for 2 weeks. When I came out, I couldn't believe my ears. Mayo actually beat the Dubs.
That was amazing. But this weekend, of course, Cork versus Limerick in the All-Ireland Hurling Final, and you were there.
I don't think I've ever been so happy. Walking down Jones's Road and up Ballybock, one of the lucky 40,000, my hands shaking. I tell you, I clung to that ticket harder than that boy who won a trip to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Till I ended up in my seat. Slap bang right behind Matt Cooper. I tell you, I've never heard a man cry as much since my first night in Chokey. Limerick simply blew Cork away. The game started at 3:30, so that's how many Limerick decided they'd score, with another two for good measure. Garrod Hegarty, St. Patrick's, firing the most shots at Rebels since Bail na Bla. Kyle Hayes, Kildymo Palace Kenry, Peter Casey na Piercig, and the ginger magician himself. Kean Lynch, Patrick's well. His hair tied up in a pretty little red bun, waving that magic wand of his all around Croke Park. Poetry. I haven't seen a beating this bad since the laundry room in Shawshank. Cork fans were gracious, but they left Croke Park like they were on a plane out of Kabul. Matt Cooper left wearing two masks. 332 to 122. And for the first time, Limerick, you're not just a lady. You're back-to-back champions. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I love the GAA.